97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck coming at you live from Intrinsic Aura Studios here at University Place, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Sup?
Well, I got some stuff. I got some stuff to talk about.
All right.
Remember when that, like, mass warning thing happened in Hawaii that was just, like, a missile strike is imminent, everyone hug your loved ones?
Was that pre or post COVID?
I have no idea.
Because I do remember that, but that was, like, a while ago.
Yeah, it was. It was a while ago, and it's a case of having a mass warning emergency alert system. Sometimes you might forget to add, this is just a test, or something along those lines. Well, you have similar problems in any mass communication application.
2018, by the way.
Wow, was that long ago?
5 years ago.
Lord, it did not feel like it was
January
that long
13th.
Ago.
If you had waited another week, we could have done this on the 5th
anniversary.
On the anniversary? Yeah.
Well, this is holiday related. And a lot of people have had comments on, I don't understand why they were doing this. No one ever wants to get Christmas or New Year's cards from their dentists or doctors.
Right.
It's not necessarily because they're wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. In the case of this, part of the point of a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from your local health provider was to say, if you have an emergency, please use this number and or this email address. However, there was an error in the mass text system in Sheffield and South Yorkshire. I can't do any British thing. Sheffield and South Yorkshire in Britain, where instead of sending out that message, it sent out a text to roughly 5,000 people from the forwarded letters at CMP, blank, your name, has asked for you to do a DS1-500 for the above patient. Diagnosis, aggressive lung cancer with metastases. About 5,000 people got a Christmas message that said that they had severe lung cancer. And it was about an hour and a half before they got the follow-up that said, oh my God, we're so sorry. This is what you were supposed to get. Merry Christmas. Again, we're very sorry. And that got me thinking about mass text utilities and about the, I guess, five years ago at this point, thing in Hawaii. But this doesn't happen too often. But when it does, it has consequences.
It's a very big deal.
Do you know the consequences?
Do you know the Four Yorkshiremen comedy sketch, like the classic, the Monty Python guys, like, made their name doing this before they were even Monty Python? Like, it's literally just a game of one-upsmanship of, like, four Yorkshiremen sitting around a table saying, back in my day, we had it real rough, but in British accents.
Yeah, but in British accents.
And just, like, increasingly ridiculous. Back in my day, we had it so rough that we got mass texts telling us we had lung cancer. That's what living in Yorkshire is
That's
like.
That's what living in Yorkshire is like. You never know what sort of news you're going to get. Well, how much time is left?
A couple minutes. You got time.
A couple minutes?
Yeah.
All right. I don't really want to talk about this. I'm going to bring it up. We're going to move on real fast.
All right.
Bill Cosby is planning a tour in 2023. I just want to sail on past that.
I want to know who goes to those shows. Who goes to those shows at this point?
So he had a phone interview on December 28th, like a phone interview broadcast on the radio where this more or less got announced. And what this tour is for the 85-year-old Cosby is a way to try and redeem himself before sliding down the curtain and joining the choir invisible.
Uh-huh.
He wants to reassure you that he's the Bill Cosby that you always thought he was.
I'm sure he does want to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure he does want to do that. But on some level, I also feel that going on a nationwide comedy tour at 85 will probably be more punishment than prison ever was. Come on, Mr. Cosby, get in the bus. Sit in the bus for the next 12 hours while we drive to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
It's true.
I mean,
that's only if he books a show in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah, and I'll be following this. I'm not going to go to these shows.
Do not go to
those
shows.
I can tell you that with no small degree of confidence.
All right, you got 60 seconds. What else?
I mean, we can talk about sunfish. A big old sunfish made a yacht lose a yacht race, and I think it's very funny because everyone hates sunfish, and rightfully so. But everyone also forgets how big sunfish are. This is your quarterly reminder that sunfish weigh roughly 5,000 pounds and are far bigger than you're currently thinking, even if you're thinking about them being big.
All right, we've got a few seconds left. Your New Year's resolution, as directed by me, once a quarter this year, on trends, I need that reminder. That sunfish are large, because you have promised a quarterly reminder of the bigness of sunfish on trends.
Yeah, they're the worst fish, and they're also one of the biggest. Congratulations, sunfish. Everyone hates you.
We will talk about this again in 3 months.
Truly.